Welcome to this special video edition of House Calls for Healthcare Professionals. I'm Dr. Bill Krauts, Worldwide Health Director for the Microsoft Corporation in Redmond, Washington. We're here in the hallowed halls of Microsoft Research. Actually, we visited here about 18 months ago to take a look at some really interesting ways to input data into a computer. And at that time, it was called Play Anywhere. Well, believe it or not, in just 18 months, that's now become a commercial product, which got me to thinking, what if we go back to Microsoft Research and see what those smart guys are working on now? I'm particularly interested in new ways of inputting data into computers, because that's such a big issue for clinicians. So let's take a look at a couple of researchers here that are doing some interesting work with data input. Let's go in this office first. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Hey, Bill, how's it going? Good to see you.
It's great. This is Ken Hinckley, one of the senior researchers here at Microsoft Research. And Ken, you and I met a while back during MS Hug, and you told me about a really interesting project you were working on called InkScene. And as you know, I have a real passion for things that give clinicians new ways to enter data into a computer, because that's always a big hassle for them. Right. Tell me about what you were thinking as you developed InkScene.
Right. So we've really been very interested for a while now in really pushing on innovating the tablet PC form factor, because there's quite a bit you can do with these things, but the software doesn't fully let you take advantage of the tablet. So we've got this software that actually lets you write some notes on your screen, and then you can
spell
just
my name right. That's
you can actually just circle them and just select it for a search, and then I can either search the web or my personal store on my computer, and it'll actually come up and find everything on the internet or on my computer related to that. So for example, let's open up this one. Microsoft announces a service computer. So I can just go literally from something that's handwritten on my screen to finding stuff on the web that's related to that. And I never have to put down my pen. So I really can just sit here and work and get at all, you know, anything on the internet, all my files on my computer, just using my pen.
Now we're showing this on this giant sized tablet. But of course, this could be just a regular tablet PC that we're wandering around doing our hospital rounds, for example.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is really designed for a mobile computing situation. Works great on this giant tablet I have too. You know, maybe if you're reading films in the radiology lab and they have this kind of screen, you could use it there. But really, it's mostly designed for tablet PC. Another example of this is I can take Bill's name, which I've written in my notes here, and if I just search my hard disk for that, there's all my stuff with Bill. I can filter it by email. So there's all our correspondence, just like that. It takes me 2 seconds to get at it. I don't have to go digging through folders. I don't even have to switch to Outlook. I can get at everything right here.
So then,
just very
then again,
quickly.
If I were a clinician and I was in a hospital network or my office network, and let's say I wanted to know information on sarcoidosis, I could just write out sarcoidosis, do the same thing, and get it off the net.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, or if you had a patient named Bill Krauts, you know, maybe you need psychological counseling, I don't know.
Probably.
You could very easily find all the records for that patient, you know, from your online patient records.
Let's take a look at a couple other things this does.
Sure. So another example here is, let's switch back to our web page here. When I actually open up a page like this, this little widget comes up on the side. So I can take my pen, and if I just kind of circle my pen over this, now I can scroll the web page just by circling the pen. So I don't have to deal with scroll bars with the pen, which is a big, big pain point. Another example is if I see something on the web page I like, I can just hit this little camera button, and I kind of get this gray screen over the screen, and if I just sweep out a rectangle, I can grab that, and now I come back, and here it is in my notes. So I can take this and say, okay, here's the Surface Computer thing. And now I can mark that up. I can say, you know, whatever, you know, here's the cool Surface. Wow. So I can mark it up. I can import stuff into my notes this way. So it makes it a really easy way to work with any of the content that's on my computer and to bring it together and to think about it. So, you know, here's an example of how I might use something like this. I'll keep a list of all the things that I'm doing, people that I'm working with. And so if I've searched on Andre Brown, who's one of our tablet PC people, I can just open up searching him again. I can see, oh, here's all our recent correspondence. So we were talking about this Winstock demo that we did a while ago. So that's one example. You know, or if there's particular documents that I've saved saying, like, oh, here's some tablet stuff I needed, I can just stroke down on it. And just like that, I can reopen it. This is actually a PhD thesis someone sent me. So I can very easily get at all my content this way and just kind of save it in this digital notebook. Another example of how I'll use this is to do all my web research. You know, obviously you want to be looking up InkScene on the web. So here's our internal site, taking just a second to load here. And so here's our site where you can browse through this again, you know, get all the cool. We have like a little comic book tutorial to get you started real quick. You know, we got a little YouTube video you can check out. So we got all kinds of cool stuff. So I can have this all just in my digital notebook. I can get it all this content that I've stored up.
It's a new inking application for Microsoft Research. InkSane lets you search for stuff in your tablet and then gather what you find back into your notes.
Sure, turn off my speakers.
So we know that the tablet PC and digital inking is real popular with clinicians because they, I mean, it's such a familiar form factor, and basically it's that pen and paper experience with the computer and electronic data capture. How does this really extend the reach of what people traditionally have associated with a tablet PC and digital inking?
Right, so I mean, it really makes it possible to do all these kind of things just with your pen without having to sit at a desk and grab a keyboard. You know, often when I'm trying to, you know, dig for a file that I need or some document that I need to complete what I'm working on, if I have to go digging through the file system, it's just not worth it. I almost want to just wait till I get back to my desk. But now as I'm walking around with my tablet in my hand, I can just take my pen, interact a little bit with the screen, just a couple of seconds to get at that information. So it makes accessing all the information on your tablet with your pen really easy and just really painless. So it literally takes 5 seconds to get at stuff instead of saying, oh, I wish I had my keyboard back.
Now, no guarantee that this is going to become a commercial product, but like we saw last time I was here with Play Anywhere that became Surface Computing, these things do have a way of kind of finding their way into either Microsoft solutions or partner solutions down the line.
Right. We've actually got this, you know, as you can see from the demo, it's fairly polished. We've deployed this internally at Microsoft. We have just shy of 500 internal users playing with this now. You know, people are giving us their feedback, what they like, what they don't like. We're looking at the logs, seeing like what kind of things do people actually do with this, what kind of things can we fix. So we're really pushing on this hard and trying to figure out, you know, could this be something that would be interesting to put in Windows Journal or OneNote in the future? We're not quite sure where it's going to go yet, but we're just trying to try all these crazy ideas with the tablet and see where we get to.
And if developers or interested clinicians want more information, is there a place on the web they can go for it?
Yeah, there's a homepage for InkSane, which I have here somewhere, I think. So there's an InkSane project page on the internet, which looks a lot like the internal page. And it makes it very clear that this is not a Microsoft product. But it is something that we're interested in getting feedback on. So, you know, if you see something there you're excited about, let us know. If you say, like, oh, I think this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, let us know that. I'm really interested in seeing, you know, what people think they would use this for.
Great work, Ken. Hey, thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Bill.
And if you think that's cool, we're going to go around the corner here and look at another really cool way that we may be all entering data in the future. So follow me. So Ken showed us how digital inking may evolve to allow new ways to input with our computer. But what else are these guys thinking about? How else might our fingers do the walking for future data input options in clinical computing? Well, let's meet Patrick Bowdish. Patrick, hi Patrick, how are you?
Hey.
Patrick has got this really cool thing called LucidTouch. Now tell me about that.
So LucidTouch is the latest prototype on mobile input. So recently, multi-touch has become a really big interesting topic. And we're doing a new twist on this. So in a common situation on your touch screen, you try to use your hand to acquire a target on the screen. But there are two problems with that. The first one we sometimes refer to as the fat finger problem, which is if I'm trying to touch the target, it's actually not quite clear what part of my finger it is that actually does the touching. And what you think it is and what the system thinks it is might just be different. And this gets made worse by the fact that the finger is actually big enough that it occludes the target at the same time. So I'm never quite sure if I got the target or not.
And the smaller the screen, the bigger the problem.
The smaller the screen, the bigger the problem. We actually here have kind of a reasonable size. So what we're proposing is to change this by actually putting my finger behind the screen. As you can see here right now, I'm going behind the screen, I'm touching the target, and I'm moving it around. And because there's two interesting elements here. One is that I'm using input from the back of the display, and other people have looked at that. So what we're adding is a new dimension that we call pseudo-transparency. So as you can see, I'm not only using the back of the device, I can also see my fingers at the same time, and little red dots on my fingertips, which are added by the vision system, indicate what part of the finger it is that's actually touching. So now, like, if I want to get the screen target, I can grab this and drag this around, and I can pick this up with my other hand and move it around.
So really any kind of data input that required a fine control, and particularly on a small screen, highly mobile situations, this would be really cool.
Absolutely, yeah. So when you look around at what we have in terms of technology today, on mobile devices, there's typically two ways of doing it. Either you have a D-pad, which is common on mobile phones, and if you really want to move around a pointer on the screen, it means you're hitting up and down like 50 times and then 20 times the right button. That's obviously kind of a frustrating way of doing it. Then recently people started using touch screens, but on the front of the device, and that is a promising step, but I mean the problem is the smaller the device gets, the more occlusion problems you're going to get. So if you envision like having a device that's only like the size of a silver dollar, you know, like a watch display or so, at some point your finger will largely be the size of the display, and it will be very frustrating to operate. So what we're envisioning in this case is envision that I have my watch here, and now I'm using the same pseudo-transparency technology, and I'm moving my pointer by using a finger on the back of the device.
Or anybody who's tried to use finger input on a smartphone, for example, on a touchscreen, is a pretty frustrating experience sometimes.
I think there's ways of doing that better. I think in the long run, in order to make the scale, we need to think of new ways of getting rid of the finger in front of the device. So getting the input from the back has a variety of benefits. One of them is I can actually change the feedback in a variety of ways. So what you saw here is that we're just using this gray overlay. But you can think of a variety of other ways how we can do it. So in some situations, it's actually better to just show the dots and not have the whole finger. We can abstract the finger in a variety of ways. If you were playing a game, you could see like your hands could be like some magic thing in your game.
And I'm thinking of surgical simulation or where you need very fine motor control and a kind of a digital interface that could be a role for something like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think the real strength is that you have continuous visual feedback, unlike other situations where basically largely operating in the dark.
Now, again, we need to emphasize there's no guarantee this is going to become a commercial product of any kind, but here in the labs, Microsoft Research, and as we've seen so many times before, these things have a way of finding themselves into future products and solutions that are out there. Before we leave you today, there's this bar of soap on your, not really a bar of soap, but it looks like a bar of soap on your desk. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So, well, this is an interesting project. It's called Soap. And, This here is a combination of a mouse and a mouse pad into a single device, and if you look at it, you see there's a little red light in here, and that indicates that inside is actually an optical mouse. And the main problem we're addressing here, it's again kind of similar to the Lucid Touch, it's the problem of pointing in a mobile scenario. So the mouse is a fantastic input device, even though many of us have problems with the mouse, any other input device that you use 16 hours a day is probably going to give you problems. The biggest problem with the mouse is that you cannot use it in a mobile situation, right? Basically, if I want to use a mouse, I have to stay by a table. And if I want to use it in the living room, my living room eventually will end up looking like an office. So what I did here is I took a mouse and a mouse pad and turned them into a single device. So the white thing on the outside is basically my mouse pad. And as you can see, I can move the mouse pad and the mouse independent from each other, and the optical sensor inside is looking outwards and it's seeing the fabric move by, and that's exactly the same sensation as if I was moving the mouse over the mouse pad.
So show us on the screen what sensation
is
happening.
Yeah, let me do that. Now what I'm doing is, without actually staying by my desk, I could walk around now. I'll walk around and I'll collect these coins here on the screen. Okay, let me get those in the corner there. And, oops, okay. The device is great, but I'm not a particularly good player, it seems. Okay, and this coin there.
All right, so yet another data input option.
Absolutely,
that we
yeah.
may see someday in clinical computing, I hope.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think it's the promise of SOAP is yes. The promise of SOAP is to basically bring the same accuracy and the same ergonomics of a mouse, but to allow you to be in the living room, in the classroom, in the metro with your mobile device, or maybe in a clinical surrounding.
Cool, I love it. Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you so
I'll
much.
Take the soap, and who knows, maybe we'll be using this in the operating room one day. Hey, we're about out of time, but I'd like to thank Ken Hinckley and, of course, Patrick Bowdish for joining us today on House Calls for Healthcare Professionals. Until next time, I'm Dr. Bill Krauts. From all of us at Microsoft, thanks for watching.